All right, if you remember, we were doing this article, I was going through this article by Rav Herschel Schechter in the Sefer Nefsharav. I stopped for some inyanim that related to Shavas or Batamas, but I'm going back to the article now. So he said that the Rav had a tremendous Masorah from his Rebbeim, from his father, from his grandfather, and his Rebbeim, and he would try to, you know, preserve it and give it over and apply it to everything. And then he says, though, it's known that in a number of areas the Rav changed or deviated from the Masorah from his forebears. He says, it's not surprising because there are always changes that take place in the world. In other words, if there are changed circumstances, then the halakha is different. So sometimes the tshuva changes based on the question. For example, this is one Talmud asked the Rav, how are we able to learn half day spending on secular studies? This is really like a hot issue. But he's saying at YU they would spend half the day studying secular studies, and the Shiva Balajan, in other words, the Rav's forebears, you know, the Rav is a descendant of the Netziv and from the Beis Halevi. So in the way I recall, in 1892, the Tsarist government insisted that the yeshiva introduce secular studies. They wanted like Russian language and other things to be introduced, and there was gathering. The Nesiv got together. The Nesiv was Rosh Yeshiva at the time. He got together a lot of Gedolei Torah, and at the end, the Nesiv said, "You know, we have to close this yeshiva. We can't introduce secular studies." So they asked the Rav, "How is it that you're involved with an institution that does have secular studies?" So he said, in brief, he says that times had changed. And he said also in one of his drashas that he had left the Aguda. You know, the Rav, this is just olive base, but the Rav was had been one of the founders of Agudas Yisrael here in America when he came over, and that had been the Masorah from his forebears. And then he associated with the Mizrahi, the religious Zionists. They said, how can you do this? He said the times had changed, and based on his understanding, the correct thing would be to change his position. And even though he had different tainas, he says, against the Mizrahi, he says that Rav Schechter says he remembers that once the Rav was so upset about some inyan that he said to the Talmidim after the shiur was over that the only ones you could rely on in Eretz Yisrael and in Turei Karta, meaning the Turei Karta are obviously the people who were very much opposed to the state, but apparently the people who are consistently their position the same is the Turei Karta. Everybody else, whatever the circumstances were. And then he says, let's say about shaving during Chol HaMoed, so the Rav explained Bizman HaZetz Onus to Muchach Bashari is a larger topic, but the idea is that according to the Din of the Gemara, you should shave and get a haircut on Erev Yontiv. In other words, you don't want to permit people to get a haircut or shave during Chol HaMoed, because then that would encourage them to, you know, not be ready on Erev Yontiv. So if the idea is they'll get the haircut, they'll shave on Erev Yontiv, they'll be in good shape. So again, this is a bigger topic. So the Rav is saying, like, today everybody shaves every day. So even if I would shave on Erev Yontiv, I still need to shave on Chol HaMoed. So it's an onus de muchach. In other words, it's onus. I need to shave. And so he felt, It's a bigger topic. The Rav felt that once you have a heter to shave, it's a mitzvah to shave, not just that you could shave. In other words, if you say you're allowed to shave, then it's a zilzul in the moed if you don't shave. That's the way the Rav held. So he says, and then by shaving during Sfira and Bein HaMitzarim, like now the period that we're in now, so he says he felt it was a din in Yud Beis Chodesh, and there was the 12 months, and so he felt that if a person was at the shear of Ga'ara, if you've grown the hair long enough that people complain the way you look, so that you're allowed to shave during Yud Beis Chodesh, so he felt you could shave during, you know, up until Rosh Chodesh Av, and also during Sfir as well. And he said many, many situations like this. So even though he had tremendous Masorah from his Rebbeim, but when circumstances changed, he had a different response based on the circumstances. All right. Any questions? Yeah, comments? Yes. What's up?
At the end, what happened to the yeshiva?
Which is, they closed it up. In other words, the Tsarist government closed it down.
So they figured to close the yeshiva is better than
right. That's the way the Netziv felt. He felt it's better that we should. He said that the Torah will burst off elsewhere, and we can't compromise on our Masorah from our forebears. Okay, that's it for tonight. Rabbi Chananel, thanks for his Baruch Self.